A lot of people spent more time in the kitchen because of the pandemic. Whether you're already a foodie or became one because you were stuck at home, we now have a greater appreciation of good food and of enhancing our culinary skills.
Foodies, I have a podcast for you. It's called Your Last Meal. The concept is this. Longtime Seattle radio reporter Rachel Bell has a passion for food and poses the question to celebrities, what would you want as your last meal? She then dives into that meal, talking to scientists and experts, so we're learning about the food we love in an informative and entertaining way.
For example, when I had fashion designer Betsy Johnson on, we were trying to think, you know, where do food and fashion come together? So I got the guy who made Lady Gaga's meat dress, the infamous meat dress, to talk about the concept. And funny enough, it was made of skirt steak because he said it actually was the meat that was the best meat to sew with. He asked his family's butcher in Argentina. So that's kind of the gist of the show. There is nothing morbid about it. Don't let the name fool you. It's just a catalyst for conversation about food.
I think the one I heard first was, at the time it was your most recent one, I think it was Taylor from the pop group Hanson.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, this is going to be amusing. What can this kid say about food? But then it morphed into lots of conversations. I learned some things. I didn't know Oklahoma had its own state meal, which is ridiculously fattening. It looks delicious. And then you went into this whole, you know, conversation about tomatoes and why our tomatoes at grocery stores aren't good. So I love that.
Thanks. Yeah, that's kind of the idea. It's like, it appeals to people who are interested in hearing from celebrities, maybe talk about something you've never heard them talk about before. I feel like a lot of them are excited during the interview because no one's asked them either about food or about their last meal. And last meals are really personal. You know, all of these people have money. Very few of them choose something really fancy, some, you know, composed meal from a fancy New York restaurant. A couple of people have said lobster, but even when they do, like Neil deGrasse Tyson chose lobster because he said he wanted something to prolong his death. It takes so long to crack lobster and, you know, pull out the meat. So even then it was his science brain talking. Most people pick foods that have sentimental value, something that their mom made or they remembered from a vacation that they loved. One guy from the band Lake Street Dive, part of his last meal is peanut butter pretzels because of this thing that his babysitter would make him when he was a kid. And he had a crush on his babysitter when he was 7. So, you know, it kind of runs deeper than just the food. And so you get to learn these intimate things about people that you've seen on the screen or heard their music or watched them play sports for years.
Has anyone ever asked you what your last meal would be?
So infrequently. That is the other thing about celebrities is, you know, they're answering my questions. My last meal has changed over the years. So I live in Seattle and I've always been an oyster lover. But since I've been here, I've really come to appreciate them because, you know, you can get down to a beach and kind of find your own. And if you have your little shucking knife. So my last meal was just oysters that I shuck by myself that I find on a beach in Washington. No accoutrement, just so I can taste the brine and the seawater. But recently I was thinking about foods that I love the most that I rarely eat, that I get really excited to see. And that is when I'm at a party and there's sour cream and onion dip with chips. I never make that or buy that. And I can eat the entire bowl. And on that same note, shrimp cocktail, those, you know, 1970s cheese balls rolled in nuts, basically just like a Midwest party is part of my last meal as well.
That is fantastic. You can see, read, hear more at KXL.com and on our KXL Facebook page.